Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu suggested Monday that assassinating Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei would end the conflict between the two arch foes. "It's not going to escalate the conflict, it's going to end the conflict," Netanyahu told ABC News in an interview when asked about reports that U.S. President Donald Trump vetoed an Israeli plan to kill the Supreme Leader out of concern it would intensify the Iran-Israel showdown. "The forever war is what Iran wants, and they're bringing us to the brink of nuclear war," Netanyahu said. "In fact, what Israel is doing is preventing this, bringing an end to this aggression, and we can only do so by standing up to the forces of evil." Tehran has asked Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Oman to press U.S. President Donald Trump to use his influence on Israel to agree to an immediate ceasefire with Iran in return for Tehran's flexibility in nuclear negotiations, two Iranian and three regional sources told Reuters on Monday. Gulf leaders and their top diplomats worked the phones all weekend, speaking to each other, to Tehran, Washington, and beyond, in an effort to avoid a widening of the conflict as long-standing enemies Israel and Iran intensified their attacks in their biggest ever confrontation. "Iran is willing to be flexible in the nuclear talks if a ceasefire is reached," one of the Iranian sources said. "The Gulf states are deeply concerned the conflict will spin out of control," a Gulf source close to government officials told Reuters. Qatar, Oman, and Saudi Arabia have all appealed to Washington to press Israel to agree to a ceasefire and to resume talks with Tehran towards a nuclear deal, the Gulf source said. The White House and U.S. State Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment.